Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasul.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulallah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your program Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. I'm a student of the Islamic Seminary of Qum and I specialize in Islamic teachings, Islamic morality and Islamic theology. Today I'm here in the studio to explain a few sayings from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Obviously, these sayings are but a drop from the ocean of knowledge and wisdom of the Messenger of Allah. And these words and these sayings, and of course thousands of them have remained eternal since the Prophet first spoke them. They will continue to remain eternal forever. The fact of the matter is that Muslims, who number more than 1.5 billion, of course, look upon these words and these teachings of the Holy Prophet as sources of inspiration, as examples of wisdom, and as laws of vitality, laws that give life to all human beings in all aspects of life. To be more exact, today we are going to speak in this first session on the supplication from the perspective of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Supplication means dua. Of course, we have also discussed supplication from the viewpoint of the Holy Prophet in the past as well. But today we are going to speak about supplication, about dua from another angle. Now, supplication, in fact, shows our reliance upon Allah. There is no doubt about it. Those who supplicate Allah, those who say dua to Allah, and those who engage in dua, they are the ones who truly rely on God. They trust Allah and they consign their matters to Allah. The reality of tawakkul, or the reality of relying upon Allah, is for our hearts to depend on Allah alone. And that's what supplication is actually about. Reliance on Allah, in fact, manifests itself in its great form, or in its greatest form, to be more exact, when we beseech Allah in supplication, seeking His help, entrusting our problems and our concerns to Him, and Him alone, of course. That's what dua is about, and that's what actually tawakkul is about. Tawakkul means consigning your matters to Allah while praying to Him, while engaging in dua.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Obviously, supplication is the most noble and the best of deeds before Allah, because you understand that God is the one who you should invoke. God is the one who you should praise and glorify. The Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family said, there is nothing more noble before Allah than supplication. Now, this hadith of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, can be found in Sunan at-Tirmizi, hadith 3370. And also the same hadith can be found in Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith 3829. And of course, the chain of transmission is authentic. The Apostle of God once said, shall I show you a weapon which will save you from your enemies and cause God's providence to flow upon you? Those who were present said to the Prophet, yes. And then the Prophet said, to call upon your Lord day and night, for the weapon of the believer is supplication. Salahul mu'min ad-du'a. So that is to say that du'a is the best weapon for a believer, a person who has faith in God. So he uses du'a as a weapon. And of course, the Prophet indeed says that a person who calls upon Allah day and night is the one whose providence is guaranteed and who has a weapon available to him. Now, of course, there are many other sayings from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about dua. The Holy Prophet was once asked about the greatest name of God. And the Prophet answered, "Each of the names of God is the greatest, so empty your heart of all but Him, and call upon Him by any name you wish." Let's have a short break, dear brothers and sisters, and of course we will come back. Welcome back. This is Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. Any name of God that you would like to use when you want to call upon Allah is okay. And God has many names that you can use to call upon Allah. The Apostle of God said, "Supplication is the essence of worship." Supplication is the essence of worship. And of course, the Prophet also said, "Supplication is the weapon of the believer and the pillar of the faith, pillar of the faith, and the light of heavens and earth." The light of the heavens and earth. The Prophet also said, "A person will gain one of the three things from supplication: either a sin will be forgiven, or a benefaction will be hastened to him, or a benefaction will be stored up for him." These are the three benefits of supplication, or the three benefits of dua. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, also said, "Ask God of His bounty, for He loves to be asked." He loves to be asked. The best of worship is to await the end of suffering. By the end of suffering, it is meant the suffering of mankind as a whole due to the widespread oppression that dominates the globe. This will end by the appearance of the awaited Savior, the 12th Imam from the descendant of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. To await the appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam is to ensure harmony with his teachings, which are the teachings of Islam. And therefore, this awaiting is the best worship, for it is because it involves full compliance with the commands of Almighty Allah. Of course, those who engage in dua, of course, sincerely and honestly and genuinely, their prayers and their dua will be granted. Ud'uni astajib lakum, pray to me and I will grant your wishes. That's all for this session. Inshallah, we'll continue our discussion in the following episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give